On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A well-known Kent landlord has told KMFM it'll be harder for people to find somewhere to rent if new rules are brought in to stop tenants being forced to leave their home at short notice. The government's looking at plans aiming to give protection against so-called no-fault evictions. Fergus Wilson owned properties in Maidstone and Ashford and has controversially kicked out groups of tenants in the past. He says many landlords use it to save them having to go through court to get rid of tenants who fall behind with bills.
It is perhaps a smokescreen, a section 21, for non-payment of rent. And it's just a quicker process than using a section 8, which has to have a hearing.
At the moment, section 21 allows landlords to give renters 8 weeks' notice to get rid of them at the end of their contract. Kirsty received one of these notices out of the blue.
It was a massive shock. We've been living here for 6 months, and to come home to this from work was just absolutely devastating.
Shadow Housing Minister John Healey has welcomed the potential changes announced today, but says the government needs to go further.
This pledge won't work if landlords can also continue to force people out simply by hiking the rent. So what's needed really is new rights and protections across the board, including controls on rents, higher minimum standards.
KMFM News.
Shamima Begum has applied for legal aid to appeal against having her British citizenship revoked. The so-called Islamic State bride travelled to Syria to join the terror group when she was 15, but insists she was groomed online. As you heard in travel, there are long delays near Canterbury this lunchtime following a crash involving two lorries on the A2. Police have shut the coastbound stretch between Brenly Corner and the A28 for windcheap. It doesn't look like anyone's been seriously hurt, but it's causing problems on surrounding routes. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. A cat has been found killed and mutilated in Medway. The pet was discovered near John Street in Rochester with parts of its body missing. It's been reported to the police.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A former Kent detective inspector has told KMFM he's not sure if a serial killer who's spent more than 40 years behind bars should get the right to walk free. Patrick McKay, who used to live in Dartford and Gravesend, killed 11 people in the 1970s. The 67-year-old's been behind bars for longer than any other person in the country and is now reportedly in an open prison and is thought to have changed his name. Ken Tappenden, who lives in Rochester, helped convict him.
Even with a new name and a new kind of existence, we've seen it in the past. They can go wrong again and they do commit crime again. And quite frankly, if they're dangerous, they might always remain dangerous.
You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk. A man in his 40s has been treated in hospital for head and face injuries after he told police he was attacked in Medway. It's said to have happened on Canal Road in the early hours of Saturday. Protesters have closed off parts of central London in what could be a two-week campaign against climate change. The Extinction Rebellion group is taking action in cities around the world. Sophie Cowan is one of the organisers.
Making a point here is this really is an emergency, and we talk about more people not being able to get to work. Well, those are going to be the first people that are going to be hit by the catastrophic results of climate change. I mean, we're looking at food shortages within 10 years.
And Stacey Dooley's broken her silence after reports of a romance with professional dancer Kevin Clifton. The Strictly winner tweeted, "There are two sides to every story," calling the reaction on social media utter nonsense.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent have got their first win of the season. Here's Ish with the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Kent beat Warwickshire by 8 wickets on the final day of their county championship game at Edgbaston. It followed a defeat to Somerset in their opening match. Next up is a one-day cup game against Hampshire at Canterbury on Wednesday. Staying with cricket and former England international Jonathan Trott joining Kent's coaching team. The 37-year-old retired at the end of last season but will join the county for the duration of the one-day cup campaign. campaign in his new role. He played 52 tests for England, featured in 68 one-day internationals and played 7 T20s. And is being described as one of sport's great comebacks and a redemption story for the ages. Tiger Woods is back at the top of world golf after claiming victory at the Masters. The American has been through a public marriage breakup, back surgery and pleaded guilty to reckless driving. He's now won a major title for the first time in over a decade.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.